I'm sure that most of you, if not all of you, have heard of infomercials and have even taken some time to view them. These longer commercials with a lot of enthusiasm and demonstration really try to win over the customer. They'll point out an ongoing problem that customers may have in their lives and provide the solution. Tired of those stubborn laundry stains? Well, do we have the answer for you? They'll then name their product and point out its many advantages, such as how easy it is to use, just add water. Or they'll show just how reliable it is with some before and after pictures or customer testimonials. They may even state that it is the best of its kind and it beats out the other leading brand. This product kills 99% of germs, while this product only kills 50% of germs. I personally don't like infomercials. Maybe you don't like them either, but I have found a wonderful infomercial for you today. It's advertising a cure for blind eyes. No, I'm not talking about LASIK surgery or ocular transplant. I'm talking about the cure for spiritual blindness, the blindness that each one of us has. Some of us may have 20/20 vision and others may need corrective lenses, but spiritual blindness applies to all people, and it's a problem that needs to be fixed. The advertisement I'm going to give you today isn't from some second-rate vendor, but it's from the number one company. The only one that can restore your sight 100% is the Lord. Here's his advertisement. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 5 through 8. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it, and spirit to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the prison, those who sit in the darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Tired of that spiritual blindness? Like those who are described in the text, we too have blind eyes. We too dwell in the darkness of the prison house. I'd like to compare this pitiful state to when Samson, one of the judges of Israel, fell from grace. After he gave away his weakness, the Philistines took advantage and plucked out his eyes. They then took him and made him prisoner. This physical state of Samson is what we are by nature spiritually. We have our eyes plucked out. We are locked away in the prison house of sin, and it's been that way with all people for all time. Adam and Eve did once have the image of God. They had the sure 20/20 vision. They were perfect. But they fell, and by eating the forbidden fruit, they plucked out their own eyes and were enslaved to the bondage of sin. Well, as a commercial would say, do I have news for you? I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand. I will keep you and give you as a covenant to the people, as a light to the Gentiles, to open blind eyes. The you mentioned in this text is the solution which God points to. When this prophecy was written, God pointed out that not only would this solution be the covenant of the Jews, but also the light to the Gentiles. This light, of course, is none other than Jesus Christ. This Jesus Christ was called forth in righteousness. He was called forth for the purpose of redeeming all people, for the purpose of being that perfect sacrifice, that substitute for all people. This task put upon Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, wasn't an easy one. In fact, it is so difficult that God said that he will support the Savior's hand and keep him. This path required perfect obedience, and at the end of this path, Jesus on the cross would bear the sins of the whole world so that you and I can walk away righteous, so that you and I can walk away with the perfect 20/20 vision in Christ. For it is as Moses and the prophets declare, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead, and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Christ is our light, our remedy for spiritual blindness. This remedy for spiritual blindness doesn't come from some second-rate company. This remedy comes from the Lord. This is brought to you by the one who created the heavens and stretched them out, the one who spread forth the earth and that which comes from it, the one who gives breath to the people on it. It comes from the all-powerful Creator who also loves you, who sent forth his only begotten Son to die for you. There is no remedy better than the one given to you by the Lord. In fact, there is no other remedy than the remedy which is given to you by the Lord. This product works so much better than the other leading brand. God's blindness cure is easily the best on the market. It is the only trustworthy product on the market. Just listen to God. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. How many times has the world used the other leading brand? How many times have they placed other things above God in importance? From the pagan Gentile tribes of the past who worship Baal, Dagon, Moloch, all the way up to the pagans of our day who worship Vishnu, Buddha, Allah, all these people have openly used the other leading brand, only to find that their blindness was never cured. Now, how many times have you and I used the other leading brand? How many times have you and I placed other things above God in importance? We may not be worshiping Vishnu or Allah, but we have practiced something called secret idolatry, the practice of putting anything above God in our hearts. Whether the other leading brand was money, popularity, entertainment, athletic achievement, academic achievement, it all comes down to the same phony product, which leaves us with blind eyes. Notice, though, how the Lord has the product that is perfect. He doesn't give his glory to any other. He is the only one that can cure spiritual blindness. He is pointing out that all those other products are nothing but carved images. They are products of our own creation, while the product that God offers is of his creation. He has graciously given us his product, which has cured our blindness. It has shown to be better than the products which we made. We can walk away with that 20/20 vision in Christ, knowing that what God has given to us is truly flawless. We can walk away knowing that God has placed Christ in our hearts as the sole ruler and number one priority. So do you have blind eyes? No worries. From the God and Father that brought you the universe, I give you Jesus Christ. After dying on the cross and rising again to life, he has been given as the ultimate cure to your blindness. Amen. We'll close with hymn 138, verses 1, 3, and 5.